And let's get right to last night's, Robin, I don't know, what should I call it, fireworks? Political cage match, seems more like it. The five remaining Republican candidates for president met in Houston for their 10th debate.
This is important.
You haven't hired one person.
He hired workers from Poland, and he had to pay $1 million or so in a judgment.
That's wrong. That's
a fact.
Totally wrong.
Well, people can look it up. I'm sure people are Googling it right now. Look it up. Trump, Polish workers. You'll see $1 million for hiring illegal workers on one of his projects.
Yeah, he did.
That tape, courtesy of CNN. You heard Senator Marco Rubio going after Donald Trump for past hiring practices. Moderator Wolf Blitzer trying to get a word in edgewise. Now, PolitiFact rated Rubio's claim half-true, saying it was a Trump contractor, not Trump himself, who hired undocumented Polish workers in 1980, and that the case did not end with a $1 million judgment, as Rubio claimed, but with an out-of-court settlement. But that, of course, was only the beginning last night. So here to help us fact-check a few of the many other claims made in the debate is Glenn Kessler of the Washington Post's fact-checker team. Good to talk with you.
Glad to be with you.
Well, Glenn, let's start with immigration and border security, obviously a hot topic last night. Donald Trump made a claim that U.S. borders are something akin to a form of cheese. Let's listen. And again, this tape courtesy of CNN.
You look at our borders, they're like Swiss cheese. Everybody pours in.
Okay, so Glenn, are U.S. borders like Swiss cheese? What's the reality here?
Well, you know, Donald Trump keeps saying this, but it's really out of date. The latest data show that illegal immigration flows have fallen to their lowest level in at least two decades. And in fact, the undocumented immigrant population, which had reached a high of over 12 million, has actually dropped by about 1 million. Since 2007, because more Mexicans are leaving the United States than coming to the United States. And, you know, they would apprehend about 1.5 million people in 2000. Now it's continues to go down, and it's less than 400,000 now. So it's really a very stale data point.
Well, Donald Trump and Senator Marco Rubio really locked horns a lot last night. So let's play another moment where they didn't quite see eye to eye. And this is when Trump made the accusation that Senator Rubio sold a house to a Florida lobbyist. Let's listen. And again, the tape courtesy of CNN.
Here's a guy that buys a house for $179,000. He sells it to a lobbyist who's probably here for $380,000. And then legislation is passed. You tell me about this guy.
Okay, so Donald Trump, they're basically accusing Senator Rubio of pay-to-play politics. What's the truth?
It has to do with something that happened when Rubio was leading the Florida Senate, and there was a debate concerning extending personal injury protection. Now, he did buy a home for $175,000 in 2003 and sold it for $380,000, and one of the people supporting this change in the law, it was a man whose mother was buying Rubio's house. But the prices, while they were a good deal, it was considered a qualified sale, met the arm's length definition, and there's no evidence at all this was a pay-for-play transaction.
So let's do one last fact check with Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz on something they both said. They both made a claim that President Obama's Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it was frequently called last night, they made the claim that it has hurt the economy. Ted Cruz said Obamacare has, quote, killed millions of jobs. And here's Marco Rubio making a similar claim. Again, the tape courtesy of CNN.
It is a health care law that is basically forcing companies to lay people off, cut people's hours, move people to part-time. It is not just a bad health care law. It is a job-killing law. And I will repeal it as president, and we will replace it with something substantially better for all Americans.
So, Glenn, I mean, can we directly tie any job losses to Obamacare?
Well, yes. Certainly, there have been anecdotal reports of various companies that have, you know, maybe shifted some workers to part-time. In terms of actual job losses, that's very difficult. There's not much evidence of that. In fact, we should note that the unemployment rate is below 5% now. The way Ted Cruz talked about it, it sounded like millions of people lost their jobs when, in fact, millions of people have gained their jobs since the Affordable Care Act was enacted 5 years ago. There's very little evidence that the law made a substantial difference. And even the researchers that looked into it said they were surprised at how little the impact was, given how much media attention was paid to those anecdotal reports.
Well, Glenn Kessler writes for The Washington Post, helping us fact check some of the claims made in last night's GOP debate. Glenn, thanks so much.
You're welcome.